Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, and I'm an oculoplastic surgeon with a special interest in facial aesthetics and also the founder of MZ Skin. And this is the Guinea Pig Podcast. Why are we called the Guinea Pig?
Because that's what I am. I'm writer and journalist Fiona Golfar, and I'm here, ready and willing, to try out just about any treatment and treatment going. We are the breath that you take before trying anything out there. So, if you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then come join us from the clinic every Thursday on the Guinea Pig Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Mariam. You're looking good.
Thank you. Well, I've had a nice little half term with my family. So, we went skiing, and it was extremely refreshing.
The last time I actually saw you before you went away on your skiing holiday, we were both down in the
theaters.
We were having our fat removed. I laugh as I say that. Anyway, our fat, like we share fat. But you were having, well, they must have gone in really searching for someone.
No, not at all. I have to say, it was a really, so for those of you that don't know, we were talking about using your own fat to basically have a natural filler created at a lab outside of the clinic, and then having that in a storage in a cryo facility for, you know, up to 5 years, and that instead of using synthetically made fillers, you could use your own fat as more of a stem cell hydration, not necessarily for volume, but basically just to give your skin a boost. And so,
kind of doing what you would be doing with profiling.
Exactly. Like more like a skin booster slash hydrations slash, you know, just a little, it gives a little bit of volume, like anything, but just plumps up the skin in certain ways. And Fee didn't originally want to be the guinea pig. So I very, you know,
magnanimously,
selflessly said I would put my hand forward. And because I think I really believe in the technology, first of all. So I just think it's the wave of the future. And I think we won't never replace gel fillers, hyaluronic acid fillers, or, you know, synthetically made fillers. But I do think there's a different space that this could fill. And so basically the idea behind it is that you have to have a little bit of fat extracted. And then that fat is taken to a facility where it is, one, have a bunch of tests done to make sure that everything is okay. And then two is to standardize the amount of stem cells and tissues that you're getting per syringe.
It's quite a labor-intensive procedure. It's sifted, if you like.
Exactly. And then it's kept there until you'd like to have it reinjected. And we will have it. I will have it reinjected, at least for you guys on the podcast. Again, very selfish.
Obviously, I was far too jealous of Mariam having anything that I wasn't going to have. So having made a big fuss and saying I wasn't going to do it, here I was. And Mariam, you had it taken from your thighs, I think, didn't you?
Liposuction. We both came. It's a moderate form. So people always think, oh, it's amazing. So you can have a proper liposuction and then have this treatment done simultaneously on that fat that's removed. Or you could come in and have a small amount of fat removed, which is what we did. So we can't really, it is a type of liposuction, but it's a very small quantity. So to give you an example, it's 20 mLs. 20 mLs is about 5 tablespoons. And you have to realize that half of that is probably the mixture of the numbing agent that's been injected. So basically you come into the theater. We were both awake for this procedure. Local anesthetic is placed into the area where, you know, where the fat is going to be harvested or taken. And that usually has a combination of anesthetics and fluids. And so when you have 20 mLs of, you know, quote unquote fat removed, probably half of that is the numbing agent, the other stuff. So in reality, you're not taking that much fat away. So, you know, to give you an example, I did that and I had a full day of clinic and I went skiing the next day and skied every day. So everybody is slightly different. I have to say I was very fortunate. I didn't have any bruising, had a little discomfort later on in the day. When the anesthetic was wearing off, I was like, oh, I can feel that. But then by the time I went on the plane the next day, I felt sore, you know, like I could tell, like almost like a bruise, you know, when you can tell you've had a bruise. I was only thinking it was so easy. Why didn't I just do more? Which is terrible to think. I mean, I'd love to have a bank of my fat for later.
Because I thought it was so hard. And I still thought, why didn't I do more? But it was so, for me, because they did it both to my thighs where you had it, Olivia did, and also to my sort of upper, so my diaphragm, around my diaphragm area. So where there is a sort of, I have got sort of a generous handful of fat there. But as we discovered, because as we all know, or for those of you that don't, I had a tummy tuck about 13 years ago, something like that. And whilst they were giving me the tummy tuck, the surgeon told me that he'd kind of rejoined the muscle that leads up my stomach muscles, because they kind of widen when you have to, after childbirth. So he'd kind of put me back together, taken out a couple of hernias apparently, and also given me some liposuction. So I hadn't really thought about it, but when Olivier went in there, I was really, really sensitive to the pain. I really was not being my bravest self. And it was very sweet.
Well, scar, no, but I mean, scar tissue, it hurts more because you have to think it's like tethered together.
Yeah, and it still hurts. I mean, I'm still very tender.
This is only 1 week later.
Yeah, it's a week later. So I'm tender in my abdomen, in my upper abdomen, but the thigh's the same. And like you, I wish he'd taken a whole lot more.
I know.
Whilst he was down there. But yeah, I'm very curious to see what it does, because I know that you're a convert and you understand the science more, but I'm waiting to see. He says it will be good for kind of like around my eyes where I've got dark circles. You don't have such dark circles.
I do. I have very dark circles.
So he says it really helps.
And I'm not a good candidate for filler underneath my eyes, so.
Why? Because your eyes are quite sort of sunken.
Yeah, my eyes are sunken. Thanks, Fee.
I don't know what the right word is.
They're sunken. No, so I've always had dark circles my whole life, and I am... Obviously, this is what I do the most of, are tear trough fillers and anything related to the eye. And I am somebody who can't really tolerate fillers there. I am the person that has it done, and I go have sushi and my eyes would swell. I would go to the mountains, my eyes would swell. I'd go into the sea, my eyes would swell. And I could, even though maybe other people couldn't, I could see exactly where the filler had been injected. And I couldn't stand that. And so I've actually done it and removed it 8 times over the course of the last, you know, I've been suffering from this for a long time. So over the course of 6 years, I think I tried it almost not every 9 months, 10 months to see if there was somebody else who could do it better than the last person.
And you always have a reaction.
And I always, no matter what filler was used, always a hyaluronic acid filler, because I would never want anything permanent or semi-permanent in that area for myself or for my patients. But I would keep it for about 2 months, and then I, you know, it would just drive me crazy. My eyes looked even worse. So I never had that problem of puffy eyes. I always had more of that, like what I have now, the sunken appearance. And so unfortunately, as much as I would love to be able to do what I do for other people, I can't tolerate it in my eye area.
So all of those creams that say reduces dark circles,
they can. So all of my creams do too, you know, my Soothe and Smooth. I created that for that very reason. And so dark circles, the kind that I have, and dark, not all dark circles are created equal, but if you have more sunken eyes, and of course we all know that the tissue or the skin around the eyes is the thinnest on the body, so it's literally millimeters thick. And so if you have any dilation or tortuosity of the vessels underneath there, those red blood cells look bluey, darky, and it creates this discoloration. If you are prone to having allergies or sinus problems, also, again, that congestion causes, they're actually called allergic shiners, because it looks like someone's, you know, popped you in the eye and you've got these shiners. And I actually had those when I was 16. You could definitively see when it was allergy season, all of a sudden I had like these huge black eyes.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I've always hated my eye area personally all my life. And I'm really sad that I can't do the thing that I do for everybody else. And very infrequently, probably twice a year, maybe three times a year, I have a patient who comes in and says, you know, today they look good, but the other night I went and had Chinese and the next day I could see where it was. Or they
what
say
is
I
that?
Went to
you
them.
Can see where it was because it what does it do? It's the soil, it's the salt,
it's the hydration. The so anything where like altitude, food, diet, alcohol, all those things, they can have you retain a little bit more fluid. And unfortunately, since hyaluronic acid holds, you know, many times its weight in water, you can have a little bit of swelling in that area. And while it might not be, it's not like stand out like, oh my God, what happened to you? But it's like, oh, you know, you just look tired because you're a little bit puffy, whereas I never had that
it's
puffiness.
All the good things in life, because literally I would lie down for Chinese food. You know, you only have to whistle. And if it's not bad enough, I'm not going near Chinese restaurants at the moment because I'm sorry, coronavirus. But yeah, it makes me nervous.
I thought it was because
of Prohan. No. Well, I'm on a fast. So it means I dream about Chinese food. But I do feel very sorry because I was in Chinatown the other day and all the Chinese restaurants were empty.
For me, I'm really excited. I am going to try this because there should have no reaction to anything because it's coming straight from myself and it's not a volumizer. So hopefully what it does is it helps improve quality of skin in that area. And that's what eye creams do too. So they lock in hydration. If the skin around the eyes are more hydrated, then you're less likely to see the imperfections underneath or the darkness underneath.
So you'll do your eyes. And I was thinking, because Olivia said it was good in hands. Would you put it in conjunction with, because my hands look like I've got two empty shopping bags hanging off the top of them.
No, they don't.
My skin is very loose.
Okay, so I do that and I'm 10 years younger than Ify.
But would you put a filler in there and the
You could do it in combination. I mean,
I've got chubby little hands, but I mean, filled this that I'm...
You can always fill a little bit, yes. I love filling hands. I've done it on myself. Actually, yes. I only did one.
I think I did. Couldn't get the other hand.
No, I couldn't. You know, one day, I think someone canceled and I was like looking at my hand and I was like, oh my God, I have all the ladies' hands. And I brought out a cannula and I injected myself and then I went to the other side and I was like, wow, that's really hard. I'm not a lefty. I'm not ambidextrous.
You look really good on one side.
Now, the face is not a problem, but the hand is a little bit difficult to do. So anyway, I'm very excited about this.
And yeah, that's very exciting. We've got lots of interesting things coming up because we're going to have the lovely Dr. Penelope, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Tampanidis, she'll no doubt correct me when she comes on the show, because I think so many people, and as we listened to my friend on my phone the other day, show such an interest in threading and what can you do, and particularly younger people, because I think it's sort of step one. And so I thought I'd do it, and she suggested that I try it in my forehead. So, yes, of course, I was gung-ho for that. And as I was about to go down and have the threading, I made the mistake of opening an email that was in response to a piece of work that I'd written and sent off to some American magazine. And their response, the opening line was something like, you know, there's a lot of good stuff in here, but, at which point I have a nervous breakdown because I think I haven't done it properly and I start panicking and I'm thinking about other things.
You're a perfectionist.
And I am with my
of course,
journalistic
with your
work. And I suddenly felt terrible and I didn't want anything anywhere near me. I didn't want her fiddling with my forehead. I didn't want to be put
you
into a situation
in a
where I felt vulnerable because I felt very, very vulnerable suddenly. And I think it's really worth talking about that, like your kind of state of mind when you go into doing anything. You know, sometimes all this stuff that's such fun to try and I love trying it and I really like... I can even handle the results if they're not exactly the results I thought I was going to get because, you know, that's what we're here to do on the guinea pig. I'm not always going to love it. But I did really kind of... So I did go down in the end because she'd made the time for me and she did the threading, which hurts, actually. It's quite painful threading, even though they anaesthetise you. She anaesthetised me. She injected me with a number. It's quite a sort of sensitive procedure to do. And I would just say, if you're thinking about doing something on the day, try and make sure that you're your calmest self. Don't let anything stress you. Stay away from your emails, for God's sake.
I always tell my patients when I do something, I always say, you know, especially if I have something that has like a higher pain threshold, like for instance, all therapy or even surgery, I always say, you know, try your best to have a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Don't come on a day that you're anxious, because actually your nerves are heightened and you are more likely to perceive pain more than you would normally.
That's that telephone thing, you know, look at your emails in kind of clusters of time. Don't do that thing that I do.
Which is all the time.
All the time.
Me too.
I only have
every
to see
5 minutes.
Go,
yeah.
And I'm, you know, I throw my attention to something else, and I should have been throwing my attention into doing this. So the threading conversation is a whole other thing, but definitely the mindset. You know, I was quite nervous when I came to do the fat, and I didn't realize it was going to be such. I don't know what I was thinking. I hadn't really investigated as much as I probably should have, but I kind of had this feeling he was kind of going to go in and do a kind of injection and withdraw. I don't know why I didn't realize it was kind of classic lipo, and liposuction is also, you know, you have to be
in a frame of mind.
You have to be in a frame of mind. It's not for sissies. You know, you're awake. Somebody's going.
Yeah. So actually, I was thinking that today. So I was operating this morning, and I had a few questions about different kinds of anesthesia, and I was thinking, my procedure with Olivier was actually quite easy in retrospect, because I work in this clinic and I am in that operating theater every week, if not multiple times in a week. And that sound that you made is something that I'm used to.
Yeah.
So it's not alarming for me, but for somebody who, you know, cause it's kind of like if you never hear a siren and then all of a sudden you hear a siren, you like jump. Mm. But if you're used to living in New York City where there's a siren a second, you know, a minute, you don't even hear the sirens anymore, basically.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So in the same way downstairs, I asked him, I said, what is that noise? Even though I hear it, I was like, is that the cellulite fibers that are being broken as the cannula is going in and out? And the cannula is, you know, it's a longish piece. The whole procedure doesn't take more than a half an hour. You know, it's not a very long thing. And I certainly wouldn't want to have a big liposuction like that, like a proper liposuction. So when most people have liposuction, they have like, you know, a half a liter taken out to a liter, you know, what we had like 20 mLs is really, you know,
I had what they called lunchtime lipo. Do you remember years ago? Yes, because when I had the tummy tuck, my tummy definitely, you know, they cut away a lot of skin and they, you know, they sewed me up and I looked like, but I had this very sort of flat stomach. My waist looked much tighter, but I carry quite a bit of weight on my kind of haunches. And he hadn't,
love handles?
It was like, oh, my love handle, okay. Right. So haunches. I kind of went in and then really out, that bit that's sort of like a handful just below on my hips, right? And then it kind of dents in and then my thigh starts. So it seemed very extreme because I was so much smoother. So I didn't really know. I kind of felt like the doctor who did it to me, who shall remain nameless, had sort of only stopped looking at where the scar of the tummy tuck was and not what the outside silhouette of the body was. So I didn't feel proportional. Anyway, I went in and I had some lipo at lunchtime and I was wide awake, and then they sent me off and I drove home. And which I think is another really wrong thing to do. I would advise anybody who's having lipo not to probably drive themselves to or from. But there is something very weird about being awake when you're having a procedure like that. If you're, well, I kept saying, why don't they use gas and air, actually?
So gas and air, for some reason,
longing for some gas.
I don't know why, but in the UK, like in America, you would always have something. I mean, like it would be strange not to. Here, I'm not quite sure why. I've asked a few times. I've tried to get it here to have some procedures done, and they say it's not so easy.
My dentist used to use gas and air. I used to book as often as I could.
You love your dentist,
huh? I get my dentist, and I love my gas and air.
But actually, going back to lunchtime lipo, I really dislike anything that they call like a lunchtime lift. Because it marginalizes and makes it seem insignificant of the procedure you're having. And I know I harp on about risks and stuff like that, but just because it's a lunchtime procedure, you can do it in quickly, doesn't mean that it doesn't have risk. And there can be like serious complications from these sorts of treatments. I hate to say it, but it might make sexy journalism a little bit to say, oh my God, I did a lunchtime lipo or, lunchtime facelift. But in actuality, this is no different than having, knee surgery, arthroscopic knee surgery, or having any sort of procedure, having a baby. I mean, like there's serious procedures that have serious consequences. And so I don't like that lunchtime nomer at all. I think it's really misleading. And I think if you think that it's that easy, then you're likely not going to understand like the depths of what you're actually doing. Like you can have lunchtime Botox, but you shouldn't have like lunchtime.
No. Well, I learned that.
the hard way.
I learned that the hard way. And I also learned, I mean, it's interesting because where I have the scar tissue, it's still tender a week later, but I learned that I'm not as brave as I think I am as well. There was such a sweet guy, God knows, he must do it all the time. He was holding my hand and my cheek was in his and I kept reading out loud. Yeah, I felt very vulnerable. And that's something I've just learned between those two treatments in 2 weeks. I've had weirdly, in the name of the guinea pig, I've been trying a few things recently. And last week I went to a really, really lovely woman who is also pretty, really, really pretty, which is such a, I say that, but she just had this kind of gorgeous, friendly, welcoming face. Her name's Dr. Sophie Schotter. And I went to her for a décolleté.
Yes.
Complexion fix, which involved numbing cream. That's what was making me think. So your chest is completely numbed. And then I had a sort of mesotherapy, essentially, on my chest. And that was a really, really nice treatment. And I felt that it was a very good kind of preparation for spring because, our skin might soon start to peek out from all of our jumpers and things. And it's something that I would recommend. I'm going to have four sessions. But even after the first one, I have to say that I could see a very nice, slightly sort of plumped effect.
So microneedling will always do that. So mesotherapy is a cocktail of different vitamins, minerals, and sometimes amino acids, as well as different, you could even use it with a little bit of Botox and thicker hyaluronic acids. But the idea is that a needle pierces through the skin and creates injury in that area, which of course jumpstarts your body to create new collagen and new skin. So you're creating the recovery cascade for the skin. Anytime you have any sort of microneedling, you will regenerate new skin and your skin will look better. So I love microneedling. I think it's something that's really nice. Actually, we're just about to, and we should do this on you, Fee, because you like it, is something called Aqua Gold, which is a very small item that has little needles of different depth. And I will be doing it for rosacea patients and just anybody who wants
That's me.
Yeah, so you can put small amounts of botulinum toxin mixed in with hyaluronic acid and some other brightening serums cocktail, injected into the face, and it helps decrease facial flushing for
Oh my God, I'd love that.
For rosacea patients, but it's also just a really nice, you can mix it with PRP instead of using a cocktail. You can just have collagen boosters or skin hydrators.
Oh, let's do a cocktail.
So yeah, that'll be really nice. So I actually, it's just arrived today.
Ooh,
very pretty packaging. So we should definitely try this. I'm going to take one with me as I go to Lanzerhof tonight and guinea pig myself before I do it on anybody else.
So you're off to Lanzerhof to get, you're going to have a Lanzerhof tattoo to your shoulder quite soon. You're such a Lanzerhof junkie.
I am. My husband went. I went to the one here at the Arts Club, and now I'm heading off to the one in Germany. I'm actually super excited. My husband had a really lovely experience there. I never take care of myself, so I'm always, because my husband's a little bit older, I'm always worried about him.
Taking care of others.
But so it'll be nice to have somebody, you know, look at my blood results and, like, you know, do all those things that I do for everybody else.
So what do they do when you get there? They'll take sort of full bloods. I mean, I'm asking, but I know full well because I've practically got a blue plaque up for me at Lambeth.
So basically they send a menu of different things that you can do there. I have focused on hormones. So I will be interested in looking at my hormonal profile. I am also interested in longevity, so blood tests and different sort of tests. I'll tell you, I'm always scared of becoming diabetic when I'm older because I am such a sugar, like I have, that's my weakness is sugar. And I always think, you know, my body's going to stop making insulin any day. So there are some testing that can be done for that. I also, just in terms of telomeres and just how well I'm aging and coping, I remember I once did a cortisol test, which can be done in multiple different ways. And I did it with a spit test over a 24-hour period. And that test came back like total maladaption, you know, like, you know, screeching red lights. Oh my God, you need to change something in your life. And here I thought I handled everything. It's like,
that's so funny.
Peachy,
that's
easy, so funny. Keen. So I think it will be interesting to see.
That's so where they are now.
Yeah, so where they are. But that obviously changes on a, you know, fairly day-to-day basis.
My daughter did that spit test and that's how they found out that she had all of her she's allergic to dairy, and I'm very kind of, I'm a non-believer in all that, being allergic to anything, but have become a bit of a convert because, I mean, if she passes anything that's got dairy, she even kind of almost touches it. It's like a nut allergy for her.
Really?
She won't die, but we call her face off because her face just starts peeling, her eyebrows peel, her hair looks like it's got extreme dandruff.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually we took her, which has brought me to, because I went to see last week, because you're going to do your hormones and have them tested, and we're going to be talking on the next show about intermittent fasting. But I've also wanted to do some investigation into kind of gut health generally. And the woman that I went to see, I used to see, funny, you remind me of her, but I went to see her maybe 15, 20 years ago. She's divine. And she's called Petronella Ravenscourt, and she is a sort of nutritionist, gut and diet health specialist. And I went to see her last week. It was lovely to see her again. And she cut some of my hair, and that's been sent off to America for analysis in the same way that spit is analyzed.
Love.
So my hair is coming back next week.
I want to know what your hair says about you.
But I have to say, and I'm so irritated saying it, that I'm things like gluten intolerant. I do nothing about it, but that's what people have tried to tell me over the years. So we'll know kind of completely accurately when...
That's so interesting. I find all of this stuff very
fascinating.
I think it is really interesting. I mean, this is not the type of trip that I would normally like to take. So normally, I love really active sort of retreats where you're doing more exercise.
It's quite active, Lanzarote.
Is it?
You can work out, and there's amazing walks to go in the mountains. And
it's not the same as doing like 5-hour hikes overlooking, you know, the Pacific Ocean. And
not something that I'm an absolute expert on. The L5-hour hike. You can imagine.
At 5 a.m.
The 20 minutes in the park, I think you'll find.
But I am excited because actually, as I said, I've always been taking care of other people. And so now that I'm sadly middle-aged, what a word.
It's great to be middle-aged.
I hate that word, but I think it's important to have
a
baseline.
You're in your glorious 40s.
This is true. But I think it's nice to have a baseline of where you are in this day and time. And, you know, to have a baseline for later, just as important as it is to have
a funny thing that we live in a world where you say, you know, oh, she looks great. What's she done? It's always kind of like, she's done it very well. I went to a 60th birthday party. I can't even believe I'm saying this, but I went to a birthday of a girl that I grew up with. She was the daughter of my parents' friends, and I never liked her.
So why'd you go to a party?
I didn't like her when we were kids, and then because my mother always used to say, oh my God, why can't you be like her? She's so clever. Or why can't you be like her? She went to university. Or why can't you be like her? She's become a lawyer. And then she got married, and then she had a child, and I couldn't bear her. And then my mother called me out and she went, oh my God, she's left her husband, she's come out. And I was called her up. I said, come for dinner. I loved her. So we've been really good friends ever since she came out. We've been, and she was a human, and we've been really close friends ever since. Anyway, I went to her birthday the other night, and she looked amazing. She's 60, and she didn't look what I would call done, but it was a room full of really kind of well-looking women. No one looking over-plumped or over-cheek, because I think women have become much more educated in what they can do, and tiny, a little bit goes a long way. And I kind of look
subtle
around the room
is
and
really
thought,
the
yeah,
new dramatic,
an educated
you know?
Generation. So yes, you can be 40 or 50 or 60 and just look
good,
fresh and well. Speaking of which, I wanted to talk about a skincare line that I'm really enjoying called Decree. And I came across it by accident. I went with a friend of mine to a sale, and there was a lady there who said, this is my skincare range. And I so didn't want to go shopping at the sale that I stayed and talked to her. And she talked me through her skincare range. And it's called Decree. And it's a Dr. Anita Sternum. Her products are beautiful. And they're very, they're not scented, because I'm not great with scented creams. But they smell of sort of herbal rather than scent, if that makes sense. So I really like it. And I've been using this thing called Weekly Decree, which is a resurfacing treatment. And you open this little tiny pot that looks like it might have jam in it. You know, it's like a little kind of container. And you smush some fruit acid exfoliator all over your face and neck and chest a little bit in my case. And leave it on for about 2-3 minutes, and you feel it start to tingle and fizz. And then I wash that off and I put on this incredibly kind of rich hydrating mask for about 10 minutes afterwards. And my skin, blow me down, looks unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It really looks kind of polished, but not thin, but kind of glowy. And I've always thought I've got quite good skin, so I'm rather kind of arrogantly lazy about the amount I do to it. But it really looks, I
you
think,
do have
you?
Glowing, beautiful
yeah,
skin.
Yeah, my skin
today.
Looks so good. I'm so pleased with it. You use these two little small pots, and you use them once a week for 6 weeks. £120, I think, not bad at all. And in fact, their whole range is quite well priced, I think. So have a look. Don't take my word for it, or do take my word for it. What am I talking about? Obviously take my word for it, because I'm the guinea pig. But I've noticed a real difference in my skin. So if you want to give it a weekly treat, invest in that. That's my tip of the month.
I haven't tried her products, but I love the idea behind it. So having like a nice skin peel and a mask.
Should we get her on and you can talk about kind of how to build a brand and what interests you and what interests her? I think that might be really
She's lovely.
Really
I haven't
nice
met her before. We were on a panel together at Harvey Nichols.
I'm going off to have a week of my next guinea pig. Trial, let's say, is I'm going to do, I know we've talked about it before, but I think we should do an episode about intermittent fasting, because I think we've talked about Prolon and we've talked about, there's been a lot in the press about Gwyneth and all the girls, you know, the Goop girls, my favourites.
But having said that, I did watch her episode and she did the Prolon fast.
And she did the Prolon fast.
They all had different ones. They had a vegan diet, pescatarian diet, and the Prolon. And the idea with the Prolon for intermittent, and then they tested their telomeres to see where they were for their chronological age. It's basically part of the chromosome that tells you how much impact or negative impact that you're
having. Years old.
So she came down the most out of all three diets
on
the Prolon. So I think she lost like 2 point some years from, I don't remember the exact number, but from her actual age, just on that 5-day fast, because obviously, you know, detoxing that's in, has been the, and intermittent fasting has been something that many religions have used
in
the
past. It's
been
around for so long, but I must say that, you know, starting with the 5-2 and everything, I think, people talk. Anyway, I'm going to go on it. So when we next
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go on Prolon. I'm going to do I'm going to do the 5-day Prolon fast, and I'm going to do it properly this time because I've started it before many times, and you know me, dropped out after 2 days. I'm going to do the 5-day Prolon fast, and when we next meet, I will be on day 4 of the
Excellent.
5 days. So I'll either be kind of fainting on the floor with hunger, or eat your lunch, or who knows what we'll be doing. But
amazing.
So, watch this. There may only be half of me next time we meet. You may
oh
not
dear,
recognize
you're going,
me.
You're going to wither away.
I'll be 2 years
I
younger.
Like, no more fat extraction.
No more fat fee.
But actually,
you nearly said, didn't you? Go
no,
on.
I did not. Not at all. Never, ever. Gosh.
Okay, so see you next week. I'll be starving, and we'll be meeting with Kim Pearson, who is a nutritionist who works with Prolon, and we look forward to seeing you then.
Thanks so much for listening, and please don't forget to rate, review, and to subscribe to us. It really does help make the show.
It
Thank
does.
You.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.